So yeah, the Freemasons and the witches and the warlocks and all that, they get in these positions of these corporate position powers, you know, up at corporate. And the businesses that are Freemasons, they will harass you even with your credit card. If you go to certain kind of businesses that are corporate owned, a gas station or a restaurant or something, they will mess with you with your card. You go across the street and your card works fine. But if it's a corporate Freemason business, they mess up your card on purpose. They do it on purpose. They do it on purpose, people. If you mention Jesus alone saves, if you talk about faith alone and Jesus alone, saved by faith, not of works, lest any man should boast, you will be attacked. And it's a spirit also. Some people are attack you because they just hate God. And then sometimes the spirit jumps on them, the Antichrist spirit jumps on them. And it's just a spirit in the hive. They know they got to do what the devil tells them to do, and they do it, you know, or they will suffer. It's not just Hollywood. It's in a day-to-day, it's day-to-day stuff, people. Day-to-day stuff. And it's not a joke. It's real. If you don't believe it's real, I'm sorry. It's right in front of you. You might not have, if you claim to be saved and you're open about your beliefs and you haven't seen it yet, that's just because you're not, somebody's distracting you. You got somebody in your world is distracting you from seeing it. And every time you start to wake up, they cause drama or something like that. It's just like the Matrix. Neo's starting to wake up, and they chase him down and try to keep him from waking up, you know. And that's the same way it is. When you wake up that you're in a devil system in every nation, and you might say, well, I can't see it. What is that system? It's the 666 cube flesh mind. Your flesh mind is the 666. From your fingertip to your elbow is 18 inches. It's called a cubit. Cube it. It follows. They have to follow you. Once you leave the cube, it follows, and you become, instead of IT, you become a TI. Targeted individual. Think about it. I don't think I ever mocked a saved person before I got saved. Always was looking for the truth. I'm trying to think if I ever did mock a saved person. I had a family who was unsaved. I had a grandfather who was saved. And it's almost like the family was attacking him to keep you away from him and saying stuff about him. Oh, he would have his hand. I mean, I don't know why this was a big deal. He would just have his hand in his pocket, jingling his change. He always had change in his pocket, they said. And they would mock him for that. What is that? Why would you mock somebody unless you were bitter towards them because of their belief system? Mocking over something that stupid. I remember that as a kid. I had people attack my grandfather and mock him because he would jingle his change in his pocket. Now, what is that about? Why is that even? What kind of childish mindset is that? It's not childish. It's mocking. They couldn't find anything, so they had to find him jingling his change, you know. The mockers. Really? Is that all you can talk about? And this was a man. This wasn't a woman. This was a man, my uncle, mocking my grandfather. But it was my uncle from the mother's side. It was an uncle from the mother's side mocking my grandfather from the dad's side. What's that about? That's childish. That is a childish mindset right there. A child, an adult child. But it was really not childish, it was mockery. Because the uncle wasn't saved, but the grandfather was. So it had to be mockery. They hate your beliefs. They hate anything that you stand for. They hate it. That uncle finally got saved. He finally started, I think because my grandfather was a church going guy and he was mocking, but my uncle finally got saved. He started going to church regularly. And then he started getting mocked. Ain't that something? Ain't that how it works out? Anyway, all you had to do is just pay attention. If you're trying to wake up from the maze, you got to say the sheep and the goats. And the goats hate the sheep. The sheep are trying to get the goats saved, but the goats try to kill, steal, and destroy. And they're proud of being goats. Have you noticed in your society, everything that's upside down, they're proud of? Laziness, selfishness, the Me Too movement, selfish. Laziness, selfishness, and what was the other thing? The mockery. You'll get to a point, and you should have already got to this point if you're saved, to cut the TV off. And then if you're still watching like something like Saturday Night Live, you'll get to the point you'll never watch that again. That's just totally anti-Christ, anti-God. You'll get to the point where you don't listen to the music, the country music is such a joke. My dog died and my truck broke down and my wife left. That's the country music. And the rap music's pure evil. I'm out killing and shooting. The rock music is stupid. I'm talking about rebellion. I don't even know if rock music is still around. I don't even know if rock music's still a thing. All the music, I do listen to. I like the sine wave, the classical sine wave with a bunch of lyrics. And if you think about it, the devil was in charge of worship. So what's he going to do down here? He's going to use music to cause you to worship the anti. Music is tuned against your soul. The devil uses music in his system to untune you. Tune means go back to attune, atonement, oneness. Tune goes back to the word atonement. But the devil is using it to take you out of tone, out of tune, mess you up, take your heart out of atonement, attunement. The devil doesn't want you to be in tune. He wants you out of tune in his cartoon land. It's all a worship service to God, and the devil's doing his best to show God that mankind doesn't worship him. And God already knew it. God knew the devil was a master deceiver. He's a spiritual being. And so he's attacking mankind in their family, in their churches, in their music, in their TV, in their conversation, on the job, rubbing shoulders with the lost. He's attacking mankind with corporate Antichrist stuff. He's attacking man with everything that's on, everything that the devil can use, he's attacking man's soul and man's heart. His will, his emotions, his intellect, his heart. Every time you go in a restaurant, what's it doing?
It's playing music from your childhood, from your past, to try to get you back in that mindset. They know that. If you watch Darren Brown trying to put music and subliminals into these people's mind, causes them to rob a bank, causes them to shoot people, causes them to kill a cat. He messed with one woman's mind so much, he caused her to kill a cat. So the subliminals are through the music, through the TV. Under the radar, this goes back to what I was saying in Genesis 3, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. Subtle means under the threshold. The warp and the weave, or the weft and the weave, or whatever it's called. It's under the threshold. So the devil can be talking to you and saying, praise God, but at the same time, the devil can be telling you to not praise God with subliminals, unconsciousness. You're unconscious of their game. That's how they do it. They might be doing one thing, but they're doing another thing. They might be saying, hey, go over here. But at the same time, they're saying, go jump off a bridge without you even knowing.